Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Thornton, and Bill Bush on Early Break. We got a busy show today. Rhonda Revell will join us at 8:30. Nebraska softball coach, one of the 4-1 seeds in the NCAA tournament. Big Ten champion in the regular season and the tournament. She'll be here.
And that's in studio, Jake.
Studio
She'll be in
today.
Studio.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. So what, 8:30?
8:30 this morning. We're going to have Rhonda Revell.
She wasn't here for your birthday, so that'll get addressed right away. With some...
You're taking a shot at her right away. Praise her and compliment her on the team.
Let her
First
know.
Off, Rhonda, where were you April 28th?
Jake's birthday.
We had three hours of radio.
We have something to address immediately.
Off the bat.
Rhonda Revell.
She'll be here.
And Greg's not here to have a breakfast for Rhonda?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Greg is not thrilled with you right now.
We've been told before the show that some comments made on the show were not popular.
We know
with Greg
goes deep into problems.
What do you mean?
He got upset with me that he said if his sump pump wasn't working, instead of just getting a new sump pump, he would tear his entire basement out and jack his house up.
The whole thing. Just completely demo everywhere.
Just
jack his house up.
It cost somewhere around $70,000, and all he needed was just a new sump pump for $70.
A couple clamps.
There's got to be more problems here.
Just get a couple clamps. New plug-in.
This all gets back to Sippel having his whole engine tore off his Harley, but the battery in his fob wasn't working.
Tear that whole bad boy apart.
That's all it was. We're going to start with the headers.
There's something seriously wrong with this bike.
Carburetor gone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Yeah, the sump pump. Well, you don't need a sump pump right now.
Right now, you're safe with that.
You sure don't.
Yes.
But
no.
He did not like you saying you'd have to break the concrete. I didn't even hear that. What was I doing yesterday?
You were here. I heard that comment. You would address the comment.
Yeah, he doesn't like that college football talk about the CSC, all that very serious talk.
It was only the big story across the country yesterday.
It was the biggest story in the country yesterday.
Legal stuff's not fun, but it involves Nebraska, it does probably need some sort of mention. So
yes, it does.
I hear you. Yeah.
He turned us off.
CSC
came back.
Peacocking around. Haven't heard a word from him in 9 months.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this one, it's like, we got this stuff.
Yeah, now Brian Seeley's like...
Yeah.
Who no one knew his name before this week. Who the hell is Brian Seeley? Now he's out there.
He is. He was peacocking.
He was peacocking around.
They released.
Imagine him showing up down at LSU today. Hey, I just want to walk around the facility, see what's going on here. They'd be like, they would usher him out because he has no. You're not coming in.
Apparently, he makes quite a. They're paying him well.
Yes, they do. They pay him well.
I didn't know that. Andy Staples said he kind of felt bad for Seeley because his job's not easy, and then he found out what he's making. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it must be a lot. So he's like the.
No sympathy.
He's like the poor man's version of Charlie Baker. I mean, what is the CSC? Is it somebody described it as another arm of the NCAA? I don't know. I don't know if I describe it that way.
That's how I see it, but could be wrong.
I see it as a whole entity unto itself.
See, I think they're like in that. There's a wing. Let's go down to the front doors of the NCAA and then take a right. Then you'll be in the big CSC sign.
See, we have a gap here. I see the CSC as in another city.
Where are they?
Which one?
So where's the NCAA?
Where do you see them at?
Where's the NCAA?
Indianapolis, right?
I'm a former coach.
I don't know anything.
It was in Indianapolis for a long time. I don't know that it still is. NCAA headquarters.
They probably built a brand new building with all that money from the...
Indianapolis is correct.
God,
White River State
that.
Park, west side of downtown. Since 1999.
Oh, thought it was longer than that, actually.
I would have thought the same thing.
This says since 99.
So here, where would the CSC be? I would position it Dallas.
Dallas?
I don't know. Yes. No. Phoenix.
Would they go into the Fort Worth area also? Would they go into the stockyards at all?
Sure. You know that area?
No.
You didn't recruit down there?
Yeah, recruited down there some. Not a ton. I really didn't. I was not big in the Dallas area, but I recruited.
You don't talk about it much.
I recruited it heavily when I was at Wisconsin, and we had good players from Dallas, and it went well. And I enjoyed it. Look at Jake.
The CSC is not in Indianapolis. It is based in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
That's where it's at.
So now he's got 20 people working for him, Brian Seely.
It's a bunch of private investigators. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
A little notepad walking around.
I wonder.
Asking questions.
They like to brag that this year so far they have monitored over 26,000 deals. Fraudulent NIL promises.
God, this is fraudulent. CSC. Isn't it weird?
They just stamp it. I think there's a big thing. Fraudulent! And hand it down to the next. Yep.
That was pretty hard.
I think they have to.
You have
right?
A big stamp.
Don't they have to?
I'm not going to do it because it's
coffee. Yeah,
it did. You spilled the coffee.
Calm down over there.
It jostled around pretty good. It did. Jostled it. Fraudulent.
That's how I see it. Next.
What were they talking about? That some of these deals were like if a kid does an hour podcast, it's $5,000. It's outrageous what's going on, by the way. It's outrageous. We're in an outrageous time.
Yeah. We are. That's no
Greg
surprise
didn't like
there.
That whole play fly thing. He said play fly, play Kate, play boy, play fair, whatever the hell it is.
That was the answer to everything. If you talk to anybody, it's like, what? Play fly. Just do play fly. Not a big deal.
They set aside $7.5 million. Just get some Marty Bird stuff going and wash it up. Yeah. Get Marty and Wendy in here. Watch that money.
Marty Bird had
hotels.
He had sacks of money buried in his.
He's in the walls of a bar.
Right.
The lady eventually found out there's just millions of dollars stuffed in the walls here.
Yeah. You got to wash it up. Yeah. That's what this is. It's just all a bunch of. It's all about.
So this is
a washing
money laundering.
That's what we're talking about. Wow, look at that. This random stuff pops up on my screen. Anyway, all right, what else is going on, Idle Chit Chat?
I didn't have much going on yesterday. Pretty slow day, quiet day for me, Idle Chit Chat.
I did something that might go down in the world of ridiculous.
What's that?
I was able, on my own, through research, was able to restring my weed eater.
Nice.
No way.
That takes some work, doesn't it?
If you think that's like one of those things
God.
Like, oh, yeah, you just pop this in and pop this
God.
Off. Oh, no.
You need a video
oh.
or
oh, no.
some
it's
sort
a
of
video,
written
it's
word.
It's reading. It's, yep.
oh,
it's a lot.
God.
Oh, I went through several YouTube videos.
I did it last week. It had some profanity involved when
oh,
I tried
did it.
Out. There's some cussing involved.
You did it?
Here's the face you get, Steve, right here.
Hold on. Yep.
That's it. Oh. It's a right constant. There. It's the constant.
And you're just like,
oh, I know
this
that face.
Hidden
I
town
felt,
of Bill.
I felt that
faces.
Face.
Just that.
Hey, can I comment on that? Hidden town of Bill.
That is exactly how I felt.
One more time.
You try to bite your tongue.
Pursed lips. And it's just, you're so mad.
You just want to yell.
And then also... When everyone got together to do their weed eater, whether it be DeWalt, whoever it is like that, everyone's like, okay, when we get to the actual cord, make sure you do it different than everyone else. You're trying to go
just
through
different
and find,
videos here.
You got to type in Toro.
Well, I have
and this
model
and
here.
And all of a sudden, the guy's like, okay, Toro, got it. Okay, this is great. Not my model. Okay,
great.
So guess what? It's
great.
Not the
Keep
same.
Keep searching.
Great.
Oh, man. And
good job by you, though, that you tackled
that. That is a difficult task.
Yeah, it is. Olivia brought out their weed eater one day. She was about to do the launch. She goes, I got a problem with this string. I'm like,
Someone else has to help you.
No, when you get that question, right. that would be just like,
just go buy a new one.
I got a new weed eater. Yeah.
Hey, I can't help you.
That'd be the same as this one, her walking out going, I have a calculus problem.
Right.
Yeah, the same thing for me.
Right. No.
I would mess with her trying to figure out the calculus problem in this. So finally it got to the point where it had to happen. But it took a while.
I'm listening to you. I'm looking up something.
But I got it done.
How long did it take?
4 hours. No, it wasn't four, but it was a solid hour or something. Because first of all, I had this one little piece popped off, and I'm finally going, Hold it. This doesn't need to be. This doesn't hold it.
I know this exact pay I did last week.
This does not have to even be off. This needs to be back on.
Yes.
You got to put that back on. Then you try to get the line. It was a lot.
Oh, it is.
There's got to be a
better. Are you telling me you bit your tongue the whole time and didn't lash out one?
That's it. Oh, no, there's the lash. Okay. The lash came trying to control the giant apparatus of the weed eater. So all of a sudden you're working on it, and this thing's over here just flailing.
It is flailing.
It's like it's a human. It's like a human on getting surgery or something. It just moves all the time.
This is like I did the exact same thing last week. I know the pain, Bill. I'm not happy you went through it, but I'm happy I wasn't alone through this experience because that was terrible.
There's moments of when you're weeding. They're glorious. When the string's perfect.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
you're just whipping.
They're whipping, yeah. There's
and
like,
then what
ying,
about...
ying, ying, ying. And all it says, ying.
Yeah.
And it's down to
what's
the nubs.
What's going on?
Right.
What's wrong?
The then how about when it's just gone?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the depressing one.
That's when it's just...
Oh, God.
How about when you try to finish up with
gotta
this
one? Got to restring.
Come on.
Yeah,
Your imagination is longer, but it's not.
It's not, yeah.
No, it's just a little string.
And then, I mean, are these strings made of paper mache? I mean, literally, run it for about 4 minutes. It's like, oh,
well,
man.
Sorry, back to the nubs again.
Back to the nubs.
Damn, God. It used to be, I don't know, is your way, now as a kid, I remember, you just, all you had to do was, I mean, the way it was set up, you just had to press it in and then the string would come out more.
Mine doesn't do that.
I've seen the video for that. Mine does not do that.
So you just have to what? Just try to physically.
You take cap off. You gotta get like.
Actually, mine's not that bad. It's just a turn and pull, and it's not that. That's not bad. It's when it's all of a sudden you go, I'm out of cord.
It's when the string's out.
The other part's not that bad.
Yep.
But when you look at yourself, it's just like. And I did. I was like, what? Well, I took the one piece into. I went into Lowe's. I bought this here. Yeah. Is there anyone here that can walk me through this like that? And then I just got a bunch of blank stares.
Did you really?
I knew I had the new. I had to purchase new cord. Also, the new one that I have. There's a deal where you have to like whip it through and then cut it. These are all pre-cut now. The ones that I have, they're all pre-done, so that helps. But
Wow, that's
that
an
is
odyssey.
A true pain. That is a
when you decide to. It was like this too. You're sitting there. You go. I gotta do this.
It pushes down the line. There's just, no other solution besides
and then,
this.
And then all of a sudden, I got two computers going.
Good job.
It's like you were doing calculus then.
And if you're just reading the back of the deal, it's like there's no chance you can do it.
Directions.
Go online, look up video.
Greg can tell you about directions. Uh-huh. And sometimes they're a nightmare.
Oh, I thought about this. I go. Me and Greg did this. Well, got to take the battery out and undo the battery.
I'm surprised you didn't call him. I'm kind of surprised you didn't.
Greg would have been very handy on this, but I felt it was one of those things I had to do.
Good job, Bill. And the purse lip is definitely the proper response to that process.
Hey, paragraph. I want to go back to the CSC. Greg,
okay.
Turn off the radio.
Well, Greg's upset.
Payfly.
This was in Sam's article. Now, this is what the kind of
Sam
thing.
McEwen.
Yeah, Sam McEwen. This is the kind of thing that turns off people. He said the CSC said the deals amounted to warehousing the athletes' rights for undefined use. According to the arbitration decision, Husker football players were to be paid between $50,000 and $750,000, doled out in equal installments at the end of January, March, and June for services like podcast episodes, media interviews, content shoots, and autograph sessions at $5,000 an hour. Social media posts could be compensated at $5,000 per post. Marty Bird. Marty and Wendy have entered the fray. Washed it up.
It's almost like getting paid for being the director of strategy.
That sounds like Chris McIntosh over here.
Yeah. Wait a second. I just got to post this on X. And I get $5,000.
$5,000. Yeah.
Okay. So sign me up.
I got to talk to the media for a session. I get $5,000.
I got to talk to Sybil.
Where's that $5,000?
So there you go. That's what turns off Greg. Play fly, play fair, play Kate, play boy.
Greg. Oh. he's one of our favorites.
He's something else. He was on one today. Yeah. Good God.
I haven't seen McSafety this week yet. Feeling
what's
not,
today?
Not sure. It's Wednesday.
This would be the
usually
day.
The day he stops by.
Well,
not here yet.
He's not here usually.
I know
this
he's
time.
Got a. I know he's got a safety walkthrough and several in Lincoln going on.
Oh, so that's today or this weekend?
He's got several.
Okay,
and, he's still
he'll
doing,
be here then.
He's still doing safety, but. Obviously, maybe he doesn't care much anymore.
It kind of feels like that.
He's not here.
He's abandoned us.
And it's only
John's
6:16.
Not here.
It's always 6:16. McSafety typically shows up a little later.
It's about 6:40. Yeah, 6:40. It's right when he walks in.
He comes meandering in down
through the door at 6:40.
With the donuts.
With the donuts, yeah.
From Lexington.
He picks up in Lexington from his trip. His easy drive down from Cozad. It's simple.
He's usually there before she opens the doors. Yes. It opens like at 4:30 in the morning at the donut shop.
Imagine the lady every Wednesday going,
he's back.
This guy shows up from Cozad.
He waits for me.
He waits for me to get the hot donuts and then heads down.
They're fresh.
I've never asked McSafety, what's he have on the way down? Do you have a couple hot ones on the way down?
What do you mean, hot ones?
Donuts. Oh. I don't think he's smoking heaters. I don't think he's like all of a sudden flicking cigarettes out.
I'm sure where that was going.
Jane smoking on the way down.
Jane smoking and donuts on the dash.
Never. I was thinking fireball shots.
Fireball shots.
Are we doing fireball shots?
He's got his, you know, his orange juice he brings with him. Dude, he's chugging orange juice on the
chugging
way down.
Chugging orange juice and smoking cigarettes.
I get these donuts taken to Lincoln.
Do people call donuts hot ones?
Well, they sometimes they're hot. They're warm. They're right out of the...
Couple hot ones? I thought that was a term I didn't know about.
Couple hotties?
There's a couple hot ones.
Hold on. Is hottie toddy at Ole Miss? Is that about, yeah, is that about donuts?
Does he have a couple hot ones on the way down? How am I supposed to interpret that? Anyway, McSafety will maybe not be.
I don't know. I haven't seen him yet.
In the text line on the weed eating?
We got some response here. Let's see. Well, Brian, our bouncer from Houston.
Yes.
Dallas says, I had a Black & Decker electric weed eater that lasted over 12 years and now have a still battery powered one, and it works just fine. I'm not... What about the weed eating? What about the string, Brian? What about the string?
Brian just texted to tell us that his weed eater, he bought a new one and it works fine. That content didn't line up with what we were talking about.
Well, you hit the weed eater, but not what the problem was here, Brian. We love you.
You can find one that doesn't cause you problems.
He does say this. It's incredible how much you can find on YouTube, but sometimes it gives you a false confidence that you can make it the repair just like that. Yeah, that guy makes it look so easy. I can do that. Nope.
Well, you know,
I want to know who these guys are. The guy that I watched, he did like five different types of weed eaters. I'm just like, how's this guy
have the time?
Have the time honey, what are you going to do? I'm going to start doing a weed eating channel. And I'm going to get a table. Okay. And we're going to okay, all right.
And it's well done, I bet.
It is well done. It was very,
just weed eaters.
Yeah.
That's it.
He was in, I think it was like Philadelphia Flyers gear. It was very funny. And it was done. It was like it was in fall or spring. The leaves in the back, or there was no leaves.
That's interesting. That whole YouTube phenomenon of going on to YouTube to be able to fix things, you have to be careful who you're watching. I mean, not everybody's gives you the right type of stuff. Seriously. You have to be discerning.
Maybe go to the comments first before you trust that video. See what the comments say.
That's what Liz.
If there's no comments or bad comments, and on to the next.
Yeah, but Bill found one, so that was a good one.
Yeah, it was good.
There's good ones.
Now, here's what it didn't do. It didn't answer my question, didn't have the right thing, but all of a sudden when the guys, I got to figure out, hey, I got to put this piece back in to get the, so there was a piece I got from YouTube that saved me. And from that time on, we made some
progress.
And Laura had to come out. My wife had to get involved. She had to hold on to the apparatus
while
I was actually turning it.
It shouldn't be that harsh.
No.
By this time,
1969, job, Steve, we landed and walked on the moon. That was hard.
Yeah,
we think we did.
We're told we did.
Hey, now hold on. They should have made a weed eater by now that doesn't involve this rigmarole.
No, it shouldn't. It should not be this hard. No.
It shouldn't. It really shouldn't. They should have figured it out by now. Because what you described is rigmarole.
Gavin and Pender says, Ego is the best weed eater. It self-loads in 10 seconds. Mm. So,
okay,
if you've got to change your weed eater, Bill, you know, maybe
ego.
I'm too deep into this one now. Also, on the weed eaters, the battery is the size of a car battery. They're giant. They are giant.
They just hit his large.
They're giant. Yeah. My charger is this big. My battery is this big. It's insane.
This is not good. Just get the little hand ones. They got those at Ace, too. They do. Clippers. Just get down.
Hands and knees. Yeah. Just doing like that.
Yeah, I had some in my truck. You just go.
Those are a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
I've seen people use.
That is better time.
I have seen people, the perfectionists, in their yard with scissors. I've seen it done. Scissors. I've seen it done.
Kevin says this. This is in Colorado. Says the weed eater struggle is real. I have lost it and thrown mine across the yard.
Yeah.
Several times.
Oh, you could lose it.
Several times. Oh, Kevin, easy now.
Oh, boy.
You're going to break that thing.
How about Jake?
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Easy, Kevin.
Come on, Kevin. I cussed it, but I didn't throw the thing.
Jake, I like Jake, too. Just go buy another one.
It's close to that. It really is. I'd like another weed. You just bought one 2 months ago, sir. Yeah. I know, but
I want another one.
The string figured out. Well, put a new... No,
I don't know how.
I'll sell this one on eBay, and I will take the losses.
Tell me one with the cord out, please.
What are you paying for a good one right now?
I don't know.
Is it $500?
No, it's not that much, is it?
It's not $500. No, I think somewhere around $200, I think.
Oh, well, still, that's a shot. I mean, you don't want to do that very
less
often.
Less than that, almost.
Probably depends what you get.
Anywhere from like $130 plus.
Probably doesn't get you to $1,000 though.
Right when you go to the weed eaters, though.
$1,000, you don't need to do that.
Right away, Steve, you go to the weed eaters, and it's like, you go to the lowest level, don't go with that one. Bad business. It's just like, no, don't do that. You're asking for it.
Yeah, you're asking.
Hold, do that again.
Steve in Indiana says, I have three weed eaters. There were two times in my life when a weed eater ran out of string, and it was easier to go buy a new one.
There you go.
So I have three.
I think it's probably gotten harder. I mean, I do remember it when I was in Columbus as a kid. Ours wasn't that hard to
negotiate. Well, also like that with now with the incredible battery power that they have now, the technology, the old the gas, but do you just small motors can get gummed up and things can happen to them. They're not always. Some will be like, if you get one that hums, means it just starts right. Don't touch it. Don't do anything. Do not maintenance it. Leave it be. But then all of a sudden it sits all winter.
Right.
You could be right back where the battery's like, nope, ready to go.
No, exactly. When you see a weed eater sitting in a shed, you're immediately like, oh God. Like it's not, I'm not like, oh, you got a weeder. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
No. Okay. We got to do this.
And also that if you have to use somebody else's weed eater, it's a lot.
It is.
Right.
All of a sudden, it's like, okay, I have no idea how to run this.
Scooter says he thinks he broke the state javelin record with his weed eater one time.
Scooter from Roca.
Turn that mower on, Scooter. You want to hear it. Golf course.
Bill, that was the best good... Scooter. I'll start it for you right now.
See you guys.
He said, silence. You heard nothing.
We were waiting for this grand...
And they must use
production.
Like,
it never happened.
They must be using a battery powered one or something.
It was like very quiet. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might have turned it on. We didn't know about it.
We couldn't hear it. We were all listening very attentively.
Did you say eco?
I'm saying echo and ego.
Oh, ego.
Echo, I'm
is
getting
Scooter
people.
Is going to be listening to Rhonda Ravel today?
I hope so. Scooter, 8:30, you'll be mowing the grass, but please have, you know, your headphones on still. Yeah.
If she comes in early, let's get her on early.
Yeah, let's, I mean.
Kick Sean. Sean, you got 8:27 tag out today.
Sticky. Hey, Sean, how about this one? Hard out.
That's a stick.
Yeah, we'll stick to the
that's
hard
a staple
out
from
to
Sean. Hey, he tells young Connor every day, I got a hard out.
Well, he texts me and Sip in the same group chat, 8:27 out today.
Yeah. Got to work out.
Fitness.
Orange Theory.
Yeah.
Fitness.
Anything else? Idle chit chat at all.
No, that wrapped it up for me.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag.
Joey!
They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738AgLLC.com. Joey and the team in Bertrand.
I'll guarantee you right now, Joey laughed at that last little section. There's no way Joey doesn't know how to run his weed eater at the highest level.
Rolling his eyes.
And he would change it. You could drive out there. Take your random weed eater to him and say, here's the issue. I can't get cord in it. And he would do it in a matter of seconds. It wouldn't matter what brand it
probably.
Is.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yes.
Joey. He fixes semis in large machinery.
Nope. Yeah.
Like things it's not, break.
Like
and
it's
he
nothing.
Fixes
it's just simple to him.
Yeah. That's what he does.
Yes.
Joe.
Thank you, Joey. 464-5685. Call or text as always. I was watching a little baseball last night.
Did Nebraska. You watch it?
I did watch it. Almost the entirety of this game.
Laura watched the entire game.
She watched from start
first
to finish.
First pitch to last.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Nebraska went to Creighton and for the first time since 2015 sweeps the season series with Creighton. They win 8-4. This was an 8-0 lead. It got dicey again. Got dicey. Three-run home run given up by Cooper Katsky and it made it 8-3. And then the bullpen just at one point threw 11 straight balls. Ooh. 11 straight balls thrown by the bullpen.
That'll test.
That's a problem.
It'll test your patience.
Yeah.
Nebraska got a fly out with the bases loaded at 8-4 to end the, I believe that's the sixth inning. And then, you know, it wasn't exactly smooth sailing until the finish. They didn't allow any more runs, but there's a lot of guys on base seventh, eighth, ninth innings. But Nebraska does win 8-4. And now, with that win, a quad two win up to number 14 as of last night. In the RPI, in the pursuit of a regional here in Lincoln.
How is that? And I know there's difference. I'm not playing. I'm going to do this one. I'm going to start with this one. I'm not playing Babe in the Woods.
Oh, that's my favorite. Line.
I'm going to start using it occasionally.
I'm not playing Babe in the Woods.
They're 14 RPI and ranked 24th. How are you that far off on a ranking?
I don't know.
Good question.
Because when you get down to the rankings and when you get into the College World Series, not College World, but the football, like their rankings, they're almost similar.
Are they?
I mean, it basically one off. That's it. It'd be like, well, Miami is in the college football playoff poll. They're ninth. AP has them eighth. It's not like, well, these guys have them one and they have them that their RPI is 90th. You don't see that. So it's always kind of odd to me how Nebraska be 24th in the rankings. And 14th in RPI.
It's kind of odd. I wouldn't spend much time worrying about that.
I trust me on that. I'm safe that one. Not after I went through that weed eater thing. This was not.
His mind was
Laura
occupied.
Didn't come out and say, what's wrong? It's the RPI. I don't get
damn
it.
Damn rankings make no sense.
They make no sense. No, it's the problem right now is the weed eater.
Jake mentioned Baseball America had Nebraska in the field. D1 baseball, Kendall Rogers did not have Nebraska in the field.
With the as a hosting a region.
Yeah, hosting a
in the field, most certainly.
Oh, God.
Had him in the top 64?
I mean, they're
No. I'm sorry.
They're at worst a two seed in any region. They will not be a three or five. They're a two seed at the worst.
Right.
Anywhere.
Kendall Rogers had him as a two seed in Kansas. That makes sense? Kansas has been
Lawrence? In Lawrence? Yeah. Oh, boy. The Jayhawks have been a problem this year.
Problem.
The one team to beat Nebraska in Lincoln is the Kansas Jayhawks.
So what if Nebraska went to Lawrence as a two seed with Kansas the one seed?
Well, you know you could beat them.
Yep.
They have beaten you twice this year, but that'd be a good series. Kansas is good.
So, yeah, it kind of depends where you look. But, yeah, they needed to – I mean, they couldn't – could they afford a loss to Creighton? Probably not.
Probably not.
No. At this point, if you're trying to host a regional, no, you couldn't afford that loss. No, you probably have to sweep Minnesota,
too. You have a little – you still have that one – that one opportunity late, which is the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah,
and you've got tournament. And you've got UCLA that's rolling. So there's no way, I don't think, that if you win this series, even 2 out of 3 against Minnesota,
right,
and then you win the Big Ten and you beat UCLA, who's currently first, am I right?
The number one ranked team in the country.
You're a regional
46
host.
46-5.
You're a host. You're going to go up. It'll go through the roof. You'll get a host. The opportunity's there.
Yeah, the issue with that is the way that Big Ten tournament's set up now, where the top four teams don't have to play till Friday. They have almost like a separate tournament to play into it. And UCLA will have its pitching staff intact, like its normal staff. You know, they'll just do it like they usually do, and that'll be really hard to deal with.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? I do, but it's a one-game scenario against UCLA. You're not playing a series in that.
Not a series. I like that.
Like last year, Nebraska beat them 5-0 in the final, and Ty Horn was incredible. UCLA was the better team seed-wise.
Good point.
In that tournament. With the home crowd there, it doesn't really matter sometimes.
It'll be epic. When is that?
That's next week.
Next week.
Yeah, they're a full 2 weeks behind.
They are.
2 weeks behind.
That's because the regional starts this weekend for softball. Oh. This Friday, we'll have Rondas, so we'll talk about that. But Friday, they play 5:30.
We're going to talk about the regional?
We'll talk about the regional with Rhonda. Yeah. They're already
regional with Rhonda.
NCAA tournament starts this week in softball. Doesn't start till the end of the month for
ESPN Plus. So, Ron.
Which is stupid. We can ask Rhonda about that, too.
Rhonda.
The first ESPN game is Plus? On ESPNU, really? And we get ESPN Plus.
It's a joke.
Because everybody gets ESPNU. ESPN Plus, no. You got to be. That's not cool. It's not cool.
That's what it is, but hey, it's not cool.
No. Last night, Drew Grigo, 3 doubles ties a record for most doubles in the game for a Husker. 3 doubles last night.
But what happened at the end? Well, he gets a single, which I thought could have been a double when he hit it. I thought he was going to get 4 of these things, and he came up lame.
Yep.
What? They talked to him after the game. But
That was Jeske.
Was it Jeske? Okay.
So Grigo was before him, I believe, and he hit to the second baseman and got out. But then, Jeske is back from an injury. He played against Iowa for the first time in quite some time, I believe. And, he had a little looper over first base, and it could have been a double if with hustle. But he just – you could tell his legs aren't quite right. Ooh. So he had to stop at first base. Jeske. Pinch runner came in for him at that time.
Came up lame.
Yeah. I think that was the eighth inning. Eighth or ninth.
That was a concerning term to me.
That's a horse racing term.
Yes.
No, he came up late.
Jeske had a grand slam against Iowa, I believe, on Saturday or Sunday too.
So I hope he's healthy. I mean, he's not completely healthy. We know that, but I hope it wasn't a setback, is what I'm saying.
10-2 in the midweek.
Pretty good.
Nebraska 10-2 in the midweek, and now Minnesota's the series starts Thursday, so a quick turnaround.
And those two losses, both. Kansas, that's it. All they lost. They've had games in the past, but it's K-State will beat you, South Dakota State, maybe North Dakota State, just Kansas this year.
Okay,
likely a regional host, Kansas. They got swept by West Virginia this weekend, which hurt them, but they still have a good chance of hosting a regional.
Kansas got swept by West Virginia.
But I think they're ranked 12th or 13th, West Virginia. So that they're at least a good team that they got swept by, West Virginia.
They're good.
But it's the fact you got swept this late in the season. Now, Nebraska
Huggy Bear
has bounced back well from the Ohio State series. We thought, okay, what's this mean? Obviously nothing, because they've won 4 straight.
It's baseball.
Since that series.
So this is interesting for the Husker fans. This will be some of the elite coaching right now. This is when coaching matters right now. That game got over. I'm watching it. What time? It was a long game, 9th or 9 something.
Yeah, it was the 9th,
So they're in the locker room. Whatever's going on there, back to Lincoln. At earliest, probably 12:30 a.m., 1 o'clock, and they're gone today.
Yeah, heading to Minnesota.
They're heading to Minnesota today.
You know what the good news is, though? No finals.
Yeah, school's over, man.
No school. I mean, that's all they got. This is a glorious time.
I don't know if you even have to take finals anymore, though, in general.
Oh, you do. Alex did.
They didn't have finals?
Alex had 4 finals. Is it? Yeah, 4 on-campus, in-classroom finals. Would you not have to take them?
Everybody's parents takes online classes.
Better times?
Kind of finish them whenever you want. Just kind
of do it on your own time.
There's still a degree of
take
structure.
It when you have to.
But no, I always used to think this would be a great time to be a baseball player when finals are over. Then you just got to worry about playing baseball. That's it. Who was that reliever that I was talking to outside the dugout a long time ago? from Grand Island. I'm surprised you can't get it.
Well, this is the early
2000s? During the Johnny Dorn era, yeah.
Brett Jensen?
No, Grand Island.
Where's Jensen from? I don't know.
Might be from Grand Island, but this guy's last name started with an S.
Anybody from Grand Island?
Help us out, Breakers.
I was talking to him outside the dugout. I said, God, this must be awesome right now. You're just playing baseball with no class. And he just looked up and goes, class. I wish I could say his name. It was it was during that Matt Hopper.
Yes, they're good times.
Yeah. I'll get his name.
Last name with an S.
Yeah, somebody will get it. Somebody will get it. I can't believe his
R.D. Spies?
I think it was R.D. Spies.
How about that? Yeah. Three people said R.D. Spies. Yeah, R.D. Spies. Yeah,
how did he say it again?
He looked up. He took his hat off.
Did he?
Did this to his hair and goes, class.
This is why we have a reporter here. That also does human interest. So you cross lines.
I was not doing a human interest story. I was writing a column.
They call it's human. If you were talking to him outside the... And why were you talking to him outside the day? Was it like during the game?
No, it was hey. After a practice over at Haymarket. there'd be media availability. And you'd talk to whoever you wanted outside the, you know, on the field. Glass.
R.D. Spies. Yeah. Nebraska did start Cooper Katsky last night. They were trying to get him back. That was a guy who was a weekend guy for Nebraska. He had a couple rough outings, so they moved him long relief. Now they gave him a chance to start. He was good through the first five innings, and sixth inning got rough. The home run, he gets taken out after five and a third innings.
That's
but,
a good a good start, though, right?
It's solid. Yeah, going on the road, no runs in five innings.
Long stretch. It was 8-0.
Yes.
I'm walking by, I'm doing something, I'm thinking run rule, and all of a sudden it's
bottom six got dicey.
And all of a sudden I hear something like a, oh, hit! When it wasn't hit, that wasn't the word that Laura yelled from
whoa!
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, that's probably when the three-run home run happened.
Something happened.
So Laura's kind of a sports fan?
What's that? Sports fan, yes. Football first. We watch basketball this year, but she does a lot baseball because she grew up watching a lot of baseball with Moose, her brother, who runs the National Guard.
Oh, why don't I put that together?
Yes.
That's her brother.
You just put that together. 3 years we've been on the show together.
Things are tough.
I mean,
that'd
be like me going, hold it. Marty
is your brother?
Marty Sippel. I thought it was the same last name.
Not quite that egregious.
Someone points out randomly about R.D. Spies, who you talked to about class. Mm-hmm. One more time, Matt.
Class.
He is the associate head baseball coach at Tarleton State.
You're kidding me.
He's still in baseball.
Yeah. Wow.
Coaching, still involved.
R.D. He was good. He kind of reminds you of Spicoli. He is a kid. I don't know if you'd see it as much as hear it.
There he is.
That's 100%
him.
There's
R.D. right there.
Right there.
100% him. He's making sure those kids are going to class.
Yeah, is.
He was struck by the question. It's like, oh, yeah, class. All right, that's enough of that. 6:37, what else is going on?
Well, Huskers play tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday in Minnesota to wrap up the season. It'll be on BTN, it appears, tomorrow. Regular BTN, 5 p.m.
Oh, nice.
At Minnesota.
This is not something.
Early-ish
TV game. Inventory, yeah. 5 p.m., little 5 p.m. BTN game against Minnesota.
I'm seeing here the schedule. You have 5 p.m. tomorrow, BTNs. Friday, BTN, also at 5 p.m. And Saturday will be 1 p.m. on BTN
Plus.
Can't watch the last game of the season on regular BTN.
Well, I'm not pushing back on that one real hard.
At least we get two of them.
The one with this ESPN Plus, this is a regional.
That's bad.
This is
the team hosting the regional.
It's kind of weird.
Come on.
No one's ever really just been like, man, Minnesota's right there to win it all baseball-wise. Have they ever been to the College World Series?
Ooh, Minnesota? Good question.
Check that one, Connor.
Connor's on it. Connor's listening today. Thank you, Connor.
I don't know if there's a rougher place to play as far as weather.
I just remember there's
Minnesota.
Well, they play in that dome a lot.
Do they play in?
They will play in that dome sometimes.
At one time in the early days of the ticket, I remember their head coach was John Anderson, I believe, his longtime head coach, and he was like wanting the Big Ten to play a different schedule. They said, we can't compete, basically, with the SEC. We need to play a different type of schedule. They didn't
like
want to be
summer.
Yeah, he didn't want to be involved in the potential CWS. He's like, yeah, we can't compete. He wanted a separate schedule for the Big Ten later in the year. Right. Because we can't compete with the SEC.
Had the
and
Big
ACC.
Ten championship in like July there. And at home.
Seriously. That's what he's that's essentially what he was saying, Bill.
Pushing the schedule way back.
It's what he wanted.
Yeah.
That's a beauty.
Connor's looking this
Connor's trying to find research over there about Minnesota.
God dang, look at that. Minnesota.
Three national titles, 1956, 1960, and 1964.
Are we sure we're talking baseball?
But the Gophers.
You go football, Connor.
They had a...
Someone confirms he's correct in this. Baseball, three national titles for the Gophers.
And they, God, that was a glorious football run they had. Baseball run.
The Gophers.
Yeah, the Gophers were like Nebraska in football in, I think, the 40s.
They were. No, you're accurate.
40s, I think. God, they have a tradition. They have
last year they were 120.
They were good back in the day.
Well, they're 6-0 against Nebraska in the last six on football. So let's not disparage.
And no one brings it up.
Yeah, they're okay in football on the football field, right?
PJ owns Nebraska.
PJ's a good coach.
He's very interesting. It's almost like his time has passed.
Oh, why you?
Not locally, but just I believe if you'd been talking to PJ Flex, like. Got it rolling in the MAC. I'm going to get it rolling here. And they had some 9 and 10 win seasons, and he didn't escape. And
he had 11 win season. 2019, he won 11 games.
He's trying to escape Minneapolis.
Yes. If he had a chance to all of a sudden, yeah.
I would too, but.
Are you telling me if Florida calls him, he's not going? I mean, it was well documented 3 years ago or 2 years ago that he wanted the UCLA job.
Hold on. There might have been times where he could have left, but the job wasn't right.
Yeah, it wasn't better.
Better, right.
Better. Now he's but he has built incredible financial stability.
Do you think
he gets paid very well?
Yes, and he's not hurting.
He's probably got about a 7-year contract because he's contract up. He's not
Don't
sitting
feel
there.
Too bad for
no,
PJ.
No, don't feel bad for PJ. He's got generational wealth. He's got a couple lake houses.
Do you think he's stuck in Minneapolis now?
I kind of do. I kind of think that it's not going to, as I said, I think it's kind of passed him by. Not because of age, but you don't hear his name ever even mentioned. And he's done a remarkable job at Minnesota.
Yeah, PJ's the man.
Don't hear his name mentioned much. You're right.
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for a breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the Breakers go this morning?
Rhonda Bird.
That's also known as Early Bird. Open right now at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They, of course, have breakfast tacos, nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. Early Bird open until 2 p.m. every day of the week at 19th and K. When we come back, I saw an interesting question posed about a football game of choice this upcoming season.
Dicey.
We'll discuss this next on Early Break on the Ticket.